You are locked into a jam-packed show, and I've got a clip for you here that's going to really get you going here at midnight Friday morning.
Welcome, man. Good to see everybody here. You excited?
Yes, sir. Yeah,
a little nervous?
Nope.
Huh? No. A little nervous? I'm a little nervous, man. I'm nervous. Excited, nervous, you know? Nervous like a full game almost, Mason. Give this thing kick off. Standing up here in front of the New York Giants.
Giants.
The New York Giants.
Giants.
It's the New York Giants sitting in this room. The New York Giants. Wow. It's an honor. It's an honor to stand in front of this room right now. And I know those coaches back there feel the same way, right, coaches?
Sergio.
It's an honor, man. We've been working, haven't we? We've been working early and we're late getting ready for today. Today. Sitting in this chair, in this seat, getting to work, getting started, our beginning. Because this is where it all begins, together.
Well, that's right. We're working tonight. We're working today. We're in this studio. We're in this seat. You're in your car. You fired up now? You fired up at 12:02? You fired up, man? All right. So maybe that didn't go over as planned. But look, the Giants, New York Giants, that's going to be on T-shirts all over the city here. The New York Giants, their rookies, their quarterbacks, reported just a few hours ago Thursday for the first day of camp. It's like the first day of school. Are you nervous? I'm pretty nervous. Right now, on the radio, oh yeah, I'm real nervous. And by the way, that, not the voice of Joe Biden, but of John Harbaugh. From the season premiere of Giants Life, the 2026 offseason. Awkward? Maybe. But this isn't anywhere near the level of Adam Gase, Adam Guru, or the Robert Sala Eagle speech level. I still don't understand that speech. The eagle and the whatever. Whatever. And, you know, I think back to when, like, Robert Sala said, all gas, no brakes. Like, that was the motto. I hated that motto. Because I remember we talked about it. That's not right. Because even NASCARs, which are built for speed, have brakes. So, also, this wasn't even as awkward as the biting kneecaps thing when that happened. So, no siree. None of the above. And I actually don't know why everybody's making such a big deal out of this. It's not a big deal to me. Like, that obviously wasn't the whole speech, obviously. The social media team cut it up and did its best to make it look continuous. You heard there was a little millisecond of silence. That was a cut that they made. But whatever. Everyone with a brain knows that Harbaugh didn't address the team for just 1 minute and 7 seconds or whatever it was. And at the same time, there is also no way to tell if the group of players sitting in front of him was motivated or not. I mean, if that was your takeaway from this video, I mean, knock it off. Like, go out and touch some grass. Like, this, the show that it was on, I mean, it's not a live show. Like, it wasn't happening, like, today. So my guess is, I don't know, it was probably filmed sometime right after he was hired, maybe before the rookie training camps. Like, yeah, it was probably his first time meeting the team as a whole or even as a large group. And I could bet money that in this clip, they don't know each other. There's no built-in relationship there. And the fact that people are saying, Harbaugh already lost the room. I mean, that is completely blown way too out of proportion. Was it awkward? Yeah, I guess. But was the team motivated? How could you possibly tell in that short clip? Because you can't. That's the answer. And still, put yourself in that auditorium. What's the vibe if you're sitting, you know, in that auditorium in those chairs? Are the players supposed to take it in and be passive observers? Or are they supposed to be fired up and hooting and hollering? Well, I'll tell you one thing. As someone who stands in front of different groups of people all day long, and even, look, I think I'm hilarious. But there isn't one person in my classroom that wants to be the first person to laugh. Nobody wants to be that guy, the only guy, to start cheering and clapping and hooting and hollering when everybody else is quiet. You will never live that down. And again, there's no relationship there. You could tell. And I'd also like to point out that the only call and response that happened during that clip was at the very beginning. Harbaugh put out a call. The players answered him twice. And then the rest of the clip, it's just Harbaugh talking at them. I mean, not exactly or even clearly inviting a response. There is a difference. Blown way out of proportion. And then I'm sitting there thinking of what the messaging might have been in this clip. I know he missed the mark. It's very clear that John Harbaugh kind of missed the mark on this. So I was trying to kind of comb through it and read between the lines and say, okay, well, what was he going for? Awkward, no denying that. But my bet was that this former AP coach of the year, this Super Bowl champion head coach, was just trying to reinstall a sense of pride for the New York Giants in that room. Because quite frankly, it's been missing. It has. It's been missing. The history and all that stuff. Not from the team standpoint. I mean, they honored the 100 greatest Giants, all that stuff. But like, the pride of putting on that uniform. Like, if he, with that resume, is feeling honored to wear that color and that logo and speak in that room, then they should too. And the message being, how I understood it, is you're a Giant now. Start acting like it. And speaking of, I know Harbaugh seems to, you know, at least in the public press, not seem to be bothered by Cam Scataboo doing a backflip on the Fanatics Fest stage, basically falling flat on his behind. But, I mean, and that's a good thing. If you're a player, right, that's a good, you don't want to throw the guy right under the bus right away. But here's what Harbaugh told Bob Papa and Carl Banks on their Believe in Giants podcast.
What's up with the backflip and Scataboo?
Dude, at least stick it. You know what I mean? Land the thing if you're going to do it.
I mean, right? Land the thing if you're going to do it, right? So lighthearted, gentle in the public. But I'll tell you right now, there is no way that he likes seeing that from a guy that played in just 8 games before he was sidelined with a gruesome injury. He'll deal with it off camera. I am sure of it. The first thought I had when I saw that was, oh boy, I wonder what John Harbaugh's thinking. And then again, you got Jackson Dart jumping into the water on some lake. If I had to guess, I think that's Lake Havasu, I think. But either way, he jumps into the water on some lake off the top level of a yacht. And that was after he chucked a football to Kingdom Come. And I only saw the Harbaugh quote in writing, not in audio form, or else I, of course, would have brought that to you. But he said, well, he throws the ball off a yacht to a jet ski. Am I supposed to get mad about that? I'm just happy he completed it, to be honest with you. It's just water. He jumped into the water. So he should be all right if he can swim. I'm not worried about things that aren't too important. That's a quote from John Harbaugh. Now, again, lighthearted and gentle in public. But in private, I am certain he didn't like seeing that. I'm certain. That was like a 40-foot jump down. I'll tell you something. There is no doubt in my mind that 4 days from right now in good old West Virginia, if not already, John Harbaugh has already sat these two players, these two building blocks, fundamental building blocks of this iteration of the New York Giants. He probably has already sat them down in his office and said, dudes, the buck stops here. He's probably reiterated his expectations for them and for everyone. Because you have to understand, and I'm sure you do, that these are the real tone-setting players on this team. And remember, John Harbaugh is the first real head coach that this team has hired since Tom Coughlin got canned, in my opinion, unceremoniously, even 11 years ago. And, you know, there was the whole thing about the sickness and of his spouse and all that stuff. But I think Tom Coughlin had at least another year or two still in him. But they've been looking for the next coordinator to become the next head coach extraordinaire ever since then. This is the first head coach they've gotten in that building since then. It's like 15 years ago, whatever it is. 11, whatever. Whatever it is. But it's been a long time. And I remember when I was in high school, I played varsity softball from the day of, I tried out for the freshman team because I was a freshman, and they told me to stay for the varsity tryout. And from that day on, day one, it was a Saturday morning, freshman team was practicing, we started at 7:30. Varsity came in after, and from that day on, I was the varsity shortstop. I was named captain my junior year of high school. And there was one day where I just didn't run out, you know, in practice, like a single in practice, you know, like, okay, on the last one, you're going to run. And I hit it to like second base and I just didn't run it out. And my head coach said, go run two laps around this entire complex. And I like laughed. He said, go do it. And I was like, okay. Everybody in the softball program, I was made an example that day. Everybody was looking at me when I was running around. They're like, really? He made her run? Oh my God. But that's okay, because after the practice, he said, look, you didn't do what you were supposed to do, and I held you accountable for that. I said, I understand. No problem. I never did it again. So that's the kind of conversation I'm imagining happening with John Harbaugh and his two fundamental pieces of this team, Scataboo and Jackson Dart. And you know what? That is my expectation of this man, this head coach. And I don't deem it unreasonable, judging by his resume and his pedigree and the hardware as a head coach. No nonsense. I love it. I love no nonsense. That's why I have a no nonsense classroom. There's no laughing. There's no jokes on this show. That's it. It's no nonsense. I'm so happy John Harbaugh's here. He is returning the Giants to respectability. One awkward speech at a time, and if that's what it takes, then so be it. So let's define respectability and expectations. What does that look like this season? Well, I just, before we even get into that, I'm sure you saw, but the Giants, if you didn't, the Giants got some fantastic news a few hours ago. Malik Nabers is not expected to begin training camp on the PUP list, which is fantastic. Actually, when the notification came through, I couldn't believe it, because everything I had read about him, you know, and, you know, that second surgery to clean out the scar tissue, especially, there was no chance I thought he'd be ready for week one, never mind training camp. He didn't seem close at all, but here he is. And I think it, you know, while it doesn't change the, you know, whole scale expectation for this team this season, I think it does move the needle in a positive direction. So the Giants have 7 weeks to prepare for the Cowboys in week one. And the word that they used for Malik Nabers to be a part of that was hopeful. So then what is respectability in your definition? What is the expectation in your definition for the Giants this year? I'll tell you right now, the betting line says they've got a win total of 7.5 games this season. You taking the over or are you taking the under? Well, let me define respectability first. Respectability to me looks like Jackson Dart not getting his head taken off at least once a game. Looks to me that the team is not getting blown out at all this season. That the Giants are keeping these games close. And last year, if you remember, the Giants blew five, count them, five double-digit leads last season. And I remember my dad and I saw one in person in frigid, snowy Chicago. We were there for it, and it was not fun at all. So how about respectability, meaning, you know, how about zero of those losses this year? Zero of those types of losses where you're going to blow a double-digit lead. That would be nice. That's respectable to me. In other words, I'm not too tied up in the final record or the playoff mandate for this team. with a second-year quarterback, with a really young team overall, and most important, with a brand new head coach. And not to the league, but to the team. You're learning a whole new system with all kinds of new vocabulary and all of that, everything that comes along with it. And being young players in that new offensive system, defensive system. Like, I want to see these players improve. And there's markers for each of them that I would love to see. But I want to see these players improve and play together. And with improvement comes wins. It's inevitable. So respectability to me for this New York Giants team means working hard. And that means focusing on the day-to-day improvement with a coach that can actually, for the first time in a long time, I think, maybe except for Dable, because I thought he was a great offensive mind, but with a coach that can be a real positive influence in the player development side of things. And if you work hard and you focus on the day-to-day, wins will happen. Like in anything, wins will happen. So call me up at 888-808-1019 on your thoughts about what respectability looks like for the Giants this season. And that's coming off the news that Malik Nabers will be hopefully back for the week one showdown against the Cowboys. 888-808-1019. And of course, one of the other hot topics, the New York Yankees and their trade deadline acquisitions, potential acquisitions. Yeah, Mason Miller, the real deal, whatever they want. Mostly whatever they want for Mason Miller out in San Diego, I'm doing it. And then we can also play which catcher is a good fit. So three topics on the table right off the bat. I'm Danielle McCartan. And if you can't get at me on the phone lines, which you know the number, 888-808-1019, you can get at me on social media, your favorite one, pick one, whatever it is. I'm on all of them. It's at Coach MCCARTAN. Again, your thoughts on what respectability in year one in the John Harbaugh era looks like for the Giants. Some trade targets for the Yankees, including pick a catcher, because guess what? All of them are an upgrade over Austin Miles. All right, settle in. We are 18 minutes into a 5-hour-er. If you're on hold, stay there. I'll get to you. My name is Danielle McCartan with you on The Fan.